True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network, presented by BetMGM. PJ Glasser filling in for Brad Evans. Brad back next Monday. I'm Ryan Horvath here with you guys all week until Friday, of course. We got Addy producing the show. We're going to do a little Family Feud, I believe, in 18 minutes. You guys are going to have to explain the rules, not Family Feud rules, but what we're doing for the third hour. I'm excited. We're going to talk a little baseball here. Right now, I just actually saw this tweet because I wasn't on Twitter or X yesterday, talking about how everybody's going to jinx my Cubs and ruin a good thing. John Ewing yesterday at Cubs, odds to win the World Series. At open, 30-1. Last week, 12-1. Now down to 10-1. Cubs, plus 123, have the best run differential in baseball. Good chance they don't even make the postseason, Peach. Brewers win the division. Your Reds will be the wild card, and the Cubs will completely fall apart. The way that everybody's hyping them up and talking about them, no. We can't have this.
What's your let's see what their schedule is coming up here over the next couple weeks or so. When do you play the Brewers? Is it coming up? I feel like they got to play each other a couple times here in the second half.
The way that they do. They got the Brewers series beginning, I believe, July 28th. On a Monday. Yeah, okay. In Milwaukee though.
Ooh, they're coming to they're home against Baltimore.
I know. So, yeah, I know. I know. We should go.
They play Milwaukee for five games in Wrigley because they got a doubleheader on Monday. And then, August 18th, they got a doubleheader.
At Wrigley.
Ooh, so you still got eight more games against Milwaukee where there's the season. I mean, right there.
Yep. I think the Cubs will have to win 95 to 96 games to win that division because I don't know that the Brewers are going anywhere, man. Pat Murphy's done a great job since taking over for Craig Counsell.
It's unbelievable, too, isn't it, how they can lose Burns, how they can lose Devin Williams, and they just continue to roll, man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean Woodruff didn't even pitch last year. Yep. I mean, it's crazy. You know what else is crazy is all the great offers right now over at BetMGM, sponsor of the show because it's BetMGM Tonight. And BetMGM account holders will receive any sport parlay boost tokens. You score a bigger payout if your wager with the parlay boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and SGP. So if I were to put a little one together tonight, Peach, maybe I'd go, what do we got coming up here tonight? Maybe I'll go with the Mariners minus 125. Because screw the Brewers, although Woodruff does get the start tonight, 1-0 with the 2-6-1. Give me Kirby and the Mariners, minus 124. Let's go over 6.5, actually. And then let's throw one more thing in. Let's go with Isaac Collins to have a hit. Boom, all those together, plus 350 with the King of Sportsbooks. All right, let's talk a little futures market. Don't bet the Cubs to win the World Series, anybody. AL Cy Young. Scooble right now, minus 250. Open, plus 300. I did not bet Scooble, but I did bet the Tigers to rep the AL in the World Series. Right now, they have the best record in baseball. Crochet with Boston, plus 275. He opened 7-1. DeGrom would be my bet right now. I wish I would have bet him before the season. I just worry, dude. I mean, like, I thought the Rangers, I was with you with the Rangers. I thought that they were going to be good this year, man. I bet the win total over, other than Detroit, I did bet them to win the pennant as well. I love DeGrom, but I just worry, like, is he going to make every start? I'm just happy that I'm sitting here every single day, every 5 days, watching him take the ball, because I didn't think we were ever going to see him healthy ever again. He's 10-1 right now, and then Hunter Brown's 11-1, Freed 25-1. If you had to make a bet, would it be Scooble? I mean, not that you're going to lay -250 when you could have had 3-1, but who would be your look in the AL?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Like, do you bet DeGrom to win Cy Young, or do you bet the Rangers to make the playoffs at plus money? Like, are those things kind of coexist with one another? Probably not. Scooble, I mean, he's such a force. Yeah. He's arguably the best pitcher in baseball. I mean, it's him or Skeens, 1-2. And, you know, he pitched on Sunday Night Baseball last night in front of a national audience. Twitter was blown up because of how ridiculous he was.
Yeah.
They've been the best team in the American League all season. He's going to win it unless they kind of – the only thing that can make this interesting is if the Tigers get out to such a big lead in the division where they start to kind of slow him down a little bit, you know, save him to obviously unleash him in the playoffs. And then maybe that creates some value on Crochet. And then obviously DeGrom, where you have Boston and Texas, two teams that are trying to do everything that they can to make it to the postseason. That's where I think there potentially could be some value on betting on Crochet or DeGrom. Because right now Detroit's got an 11-game lead on Cleveland, right? Let's say that going into September, they got a 20-game lead.
Yeah.
They got an 18-game lead, and the division's over. I mean, what does Detroit do with Scooble? Do they throw him every 5 days? Do they throw him every 8 or 9 days? And then if that happens, and Crochet and DeGrom are making two starts for every one Scooble start, then maybe there's some value there to take one of those guys. It's definitely Scooble's award to lose. I probably wouldn't bet anybody else in this market. But I think this market might be worth betting into if we get into late August, September, and Detroit's got such a big lead in the division where maybe they start to pull back on his innings a little bit to keep him fresh for October.
Yep.
And you take some shots with Crochet and DeGrom.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, dude. Also, like, maybe, I don't know, I saw like a trade potentially where DeGrom would go to the Mets. I don't think that the Rangers are going to move him, but he's having a ridiculous season. He's awesome. Speaking of Jacob DeGrom, I was looking at the NL Cy Young odds. Speaking of Paul Skeens, would you bet anybody other than Skeens? And actually tonight, they got a 3-1 lead or 3-0 lead. They did at least. They were leading. Wheeler's the favorite right now, actually, -120. He opened 8-1. Skeens, he never really got a good price year two. 4-1 was where he opened. He's -110 right now. Would that be your look right now, leading Major League Baseball with a 2.01 ERA? Pretty much every stat, man. He's allowed 9 earned runs in his last 8 starts before the All-Star break. Winless, though, in 13 starts where he allowed 2 or fewer runs. But it doesn't matter about the record because Jacob DeGrom won this award with a losing record we've seen before. Who would be your bet in the National League?
I mean, this is as good as it gets, right? So Skeens is 4.9 WAR right now. Wheeler's 4.8. So they're pretty much identical.
I think they both pitched tonight, didn't they? Didn't Wheeler go and strike out 10? Yeah,
yep.
He gave up 2 runs and struck out 10.
They're both pitching tonight. Yeah. It looks like Skeens actually might get a win tonight for Detroit, too. Or
Don't jinx it.
Sorry, I got money on it.
He probably won't.
Top 8.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, it's interesting, Ryan. I think Skeens probably does end up winning the award, and I think at the price that you're getting him, he would be the only bet.
Yeah.
Because the thing with Wheeler's got more blow-up potential.
Yeah.
I don't see Skeens going out there and getting rocked very much, where I could see it maybe happening with Wheeler from time to time. And then if the Pirates start winning games and the win-loss record becomes a little bit better for Skeens, even though we know that stat doesn't mean nearly as much now as what it did, I think then you're going to start to see him pull away as the favorite.
Yeah.
I kind of like Skeens in this market, to be honest.
I do too. I wouldn't bet anything right now, +120, -110, when I'm tying up all my money in college football win totals and whatnot markets. But if I had to do anything and I missed out on the 60-1, it's down to 30-1, third best odds, I would look at Christopher Sanchez from the Phillies. 8-2 this season, 2.50 ERA, 122 strikeouts, 1.14 whip. 30-1 is a decent price, but I don't think you're going to beat those two guys.
I agree.
You know, Wheeler and Skeens, unless Skeens like gets shut down or something like that, but I don't think that's going to be the case. NL MVP, I hear a lot of people making the case for PCA. He's 6-1. If you wanted to bet him, you should have bet him at 20-1, though. I wouldn't bet him at 6-1. I don't think anybody's going to beat Ohtani.
No.
I said to Addy during the commercial break, unless Ohtani dies or his arm falls off, I would bet him every single year. But he only opened +175. A couple years ago when I bet him when he was with the Angels, he was 18-1, and Ostrowski was giving me a hard time calling it a chalky bet. Now preseason, +175. Minus 800 now. Who would you bet other than Ohtani, or is it just done?
So, PCA's WAR is 5.7. Ohtani's is 4.5.
Yep.
As both offensive players, they're 4.2, but PCA is a 1.9 on defense. So, actually, Ohtani not playing defense, I think, kind of helps him for MVP. You would think it would be the opposite, right? Because the most valuable, if PCA is so great on both sides of the ball, it should help him. But because Ohtani is such a ridiculous hitter and he's so feared at the plate, I mean, it just speaks to how great he is.
And he's a Dodger.
And he's a Dodger.
Helps.
And he's Ohtani. I mean, all these things matter, right? Like, these are humans at the end of the day voting for this. And let's be honest, the Dodgers have had so many injuries. Mookie Betts is having a down year. Freddie Freeman just got hurt the other day. So, I mean, while we look at this roster and they're loaded, they have had a bunch of guys struggling while Ohtani's kind of been the one constant. Oh, now, by the way, he's starting to ramp up his pitching. It's just, it's going to be tough, man.
I
think it's Ohtani.
Same case in the American League where Judge is minus 650. Open 3-1, so you were getting a better price at least than plus 175 on Ohtani. The big dumper, 3-1. And he shot with Scooble is the has the third best odds right now at 80-1, dude. So I think that war is already locked
up,
right?
Yeah, I would agree. It's kind of amazing with the way the season started, how close Cal Raleigh has made it. Ryan, I mean, at the end of April, this award, I think Judge was like minus 10,000.
Yeah.
I mean, it truly was like over. And Raleigh's obviously having a spectacular season.
Dude's unreal. I did not see this coming.
The only way I think this maybe gets interesting is if Seattle wins the AL West and Judge and the Yankees miss the playoffs. Then I think maybe it gets more interesting. But even if that's the case, Judge's numbers are so ridiculous that and he's Aaron Judge and he plays for the Yankees.
That's the thing, dude.
That's the problem with betting
Yankees
into the MVP.
And Dodgers, yeah.
Horvat, they next year need to do like the without Scheffler markets for the MVP. Give us some
especially in the National League, for
yes.
sure.
Give us some without Ohtani and out Judge next year so we can actually have some legit conversations, because these two guys, their name brands are way too big. They play for the two biggest teams in the sport, and they're just so good, and it's like voters are never going to change their ways. So it's tough to bet against these guys at all any point during the year.
It's crazy. I went on vacation, and I come back, and the Miz is minus 200. People in Milwaukee going freaking crazy, and
he's an absolute stud.
I hate that they have him.
He is really
they
good.
Just, dude, they just find pitching.
I know.
Freddie Peralta, Corbin Burns, and Burns had some bad years. Woodruff, and now him. Drake Baldwin is plus 300 for the Braves, and then Ramirez is 9-1 for the Marlins. I have no looks. Do you have any bets in that market?
It's Miz, man.
Right?
I mean, he's the stud. The Brewers are rolling right now. He's going to have some big opportunities to pitch in some big games later in the season. I know a lot of people kind of like Chase Burns, especially with the way he broke onto the scene, but this is going to be Miz.
I played some Nick Kurtz in the AL, hitting 275, 18 homers, 48 RBI, just because the A's, the Oakland A's, the Sacramento A's, whatever we call them, are America's team. They're my squad. I wouldn't bet him, though, when he was 80-1 on open, down to 2-1. He's not the favorite. Jacob Wilson is. Another A. Man, the A's got two guys in the top three.
That's Kurtz, a nice young talent,
Kurtz
dude.
And Jacob. Dude, they're fun.
They are.
They're fun. We need to get them a home. We need to get them in Vegas.
I don't think either is going to win the award. I'm going with Addy's guy, Cam Smith, for Houston. Because
plus 175?
They have so many injuries right now with the Astros, but they keep somehow winning games, and this kid's been really, really good for them. He's going to get all the opportunities the final couple months of the season. So I like Cam Smith at plus 175. That'd be my look.
If you had to make one World Series future bet today, who would it be? I would still roll with the Dodgers because I think eventually they're going to get healthy. The Mookie Betts situation's been weird all year, dude, where he was sick to start the year and he lost like 35 pounds. I have no idea what was happening. Eventually, though, they're going to get healthy. I think we get Tigers, Dodgers. I'll go Dodgers over Tigers.
I'm still going Astros, Padres. So because of that, I would look at the Padres World Series number. Yeah, I like them.
Astros,
Padres. Let's get nuts.
That's why we got the glass man here this week. We got PJ because nobody else is giving you that.
Nope.
Nobody else. All right, we'll
probably
take a quick break. Hour number three, we got Family Feud coming up. I have no idea how this goes down, but I'm excited for it.
Don't miss out on the action. If you miss the show, you can listen back on the always free Odyssey app. It's BetMGM Tonight, presented by BetMGM.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.